I wanted to tempt him to jump on the horse, right? How? When somebody will jump on the horse? When the horse is restless, is ready. When do you jump in your car? When the engine is on and you preheated everything and all that, right? In the elevation is like that. If the horseshoe is hot, the horse will be restless. The guy is sitting on a horse because we're talking about what? Two part of you, Mustafa and the camel, remember? So if the camel gets restless, we'll run here. Therefore, yes, they bring a horseshoe. They write the name of the guy on it. That talisman wolf does. They put it in the fire, and the guy will come. Okay? This is one part of that story. Here, they will say, Humaira put the horseshoe in the fire. Therefore, this mountain will become a piece of jewel. Mountain was relevant here. Yes, Rumi said, this universe is mountain and our action is the voice. This is the mountain that brings the ego. This universe is the ego. Existence is mountain for it. If Humaira puts that horseshoe in the fire, this mountain will become like jewel. Why? Because Mustafa will come. That's the horseshoe. Once Mustafa came and talked to this girl once more should put the horseshoe in the fire to call him, to be ready for him, to wish the presence of the other part. I said Humaira, and you thought about what? A feminine stuff, yeah? Because rose is feminine and the woman was feminine. You forgot that here we say she, he. We don't mean femininity, masculinity. When I say she, I'm referring to my intelligence and yours. And hers. And when I said he, I'm referring to hers and mine. Rumi will repeat this again and again because you know that this culture that he's living in is very sex oriented. Masculine and feminine plays a big role in Mesopotamia up to now. And Rumi knows this. And repeatedly in Masnavi would say, when I'm talking with masculine and feminine, I don't mean man and a woman. Masculine and feminine to us is a division again, like the camel and Mustafa. He says, here I use this Humaira. Humaira is a feminine word. But I was talking about what? John. It's not the spirit.
It's
John. The life itself. I'm talking with this feminine word, but John? Okay, even the John, they call it feminine. But John is not feminine. Because in the Arab language, you know that the only thing, the negative thing, maybe Iranian made it, in Arab language is. They say this Arab language is not perfect. In a way, they don't like it because it's Arab. So they say, huh, if someone is behind this wall, I want to talk about that someone without letting you know that someone is masculine or feminine, I cannot. Because in Arab language, masculine, feminine, and neutral are so strong and applied always. So in anonymity, in that is not possible because the language is like that. I say, okay, I'm talking with this language. Therefore, whatever I use will become masculine and feminine. But be aware, I have no masculine and feminine, because I'm talking about the subjects. This subject doesn't refer to Adam or Eve. It refers to whom? Insan. An insan is not Adam, it's not Eve. It's both of them. Each of them. To us all together. We have two names for it. And amazingly, you know insan what it means. It comes from being acquainted, somehow familiar with. Ons is when you're used to something, when you're connected to someone, when you become friend with someone, then you say they are manus, because they live together in a way. That's the word insan. We talk about insan, there is no masculine feminine, but in the language there is. So please, do not apply that. Because? Let's hear it, because. Rumi will say better.
This is not the spirit which is increased by bread, or which is sometimes like this and sometimes like that.
Yeah, but something is missed here. Because Rumi said from bread, and me as a Persian looking at it, the first thing I will see over there is women.
Women. Bread.
From bread will be women. Zanan and ze nan. Nan is bread. Ze means from. But zan is feminine. Zanan means women. So Rumi is playing with all of this to let you know about something. Do you remember what we're talking about? We're talking about love. Do you remember beforehand we knew that we are going to be to entangle with a lot of untouchable stuff, and he wants to not describe you the romantic, give you a romantic picture of love and things like that. He wants you to understand that because we believe in this, this is the best part of me is the parrot, and I want you to understand it, and he's going to do something about it. We have another story, then we have the famous fight in this book between a man and a woman. They fight each other. Over there, again, we talk about you. But when we say this man and a woman are fighting, what does he think about? He thinks about last night, the fight he had with his wife. Because this is how it goes, right or wrong. You know, this guy beats his wife because in Quran somewhere is written that if your wife doesn't listen to you and doesn't cooperate with you, you advise your wife not to do that. If not, you should separate your bed with her. Even in that case, if she didn't cooperate, beat her. And for him, it's enough to go and beat the wife. Over there, he's talking about your intelligence, your brain. If it cooperates with you, okay. If it doesn't, advise her and make her learn this stuff. If not, do not share your dream with your intelligence. Your dream should be sentimental, belongs to your heart. I have a dream and all that. If not, beat your intelligence. But the world is like that, and everybody could take it like that. Who knows this stuff? Rumi. You know why? Oh, he forgot his job. He was the judge. Judge of the religion. He knows about all this stuff. He knows that everybody opens Quran and will read it the way that fellow wishes. Because when you open a book, you don't see what's written in a book. You see what you like to find in that book. That was the first paragraph of hermeneutics we're talking about.